The Audiobook Wizard presents Illustrated Audiobooks, wonderful children's illustrated books brought to audio life by including rich audio description of the pictures for children who are blind, low vision, and all children. This time, Scraggle Princess. Scraggle Princess loves when things go her way. She screams and cries when they don't. From brushing her hair to table manners, even her parents can't stop her from acting out. Let Scraggle Princess help teach your child the lesson of personal responsibility through a hilarious journey that switches your child's attitude from no way to can do.
On the cover, the Scraggle Princess is a slender girl with a mass of thick yellow hair flowing down her back and sticking out to the sides. And sticking in it is a red sucker. A blue peacock is nesting on the top, and a tilted gold crown is perched on the side. Her dress is pink and white stripes with puffy sleeves. She has on pink shoes and one sock, which is falling down around her ankle. She stands with her arms crossed over her chest, her eyes scrunched closed and wearing a ferocious frown. The room is piled high with toys, stuffed animals, furniture, and clothes. The colorful pile spills over to the back cover and ends at the Scraggle Princess's canopied bed. The Scraggle Princess is laughing and skipping. Nearby, in a cardboard box with a sign that says, "Free," two little green dragons look up at her. A stuffed green monkey is missing one button eye.
Scraggle Princess was a princess in a basic way, I guess. Scraggle Princess was a princess whose hair was quite a mess.
With her nose turned up, the Scraggle Princess holds a hairbrush away from herself, dangling it from her hand.
She seldom ran a brush through that frizzled, tangled mop, and when the servants tried to help, she'd scream until they'd stop.
The Scraggle Princess pours from a tea kettle into an overflowing cup. Seated at the table are the one-eyed monkey and a polka-dotted stuffed dragon.
Her mother dear, the queen, would say in an anguished tone of voice, "Scraggle Princess, please, my dear, you leave me with no choice."
A servant, a tall, bald man wearing a blue coat and pants with green and yellow stripes, reaches out to stop the Scraggle Princess from smacking a sleeping dragon with a stick. The servant struggles to pull the brush through the Scraggle Princess's matted hair, alarming the peacock on the top. The queen stands by with her hands clasped.
"Please, oh please, just brush your hair, but once each lovely day. I'm afraid that if you don't, your hair will fall away." Then our Scraggle Princess would scream and cry and bawl. But the one thing that she didn't do was brush her hair at all.
The servant sits on a cliff with a fishing line cast into the water below, where the Scraggle Princess, seated in a boat, taunts a crocodile with the bait. In the castle, the servant backs away from a screaming Scraggle Princess.
There's more to tell of Scraggle Princess, and it's quite unfair, for she had more problems that went past her tangled, scraggly hair. Unfortunately, our Scraggle Princess didn't just misbehave. She also had a tendency to forget to bathe.
The Scraggle Princess holds a bare foot with green fumes rising from it in the servant's face. He covers his mouth and turns green in the face.
Her mother dear, the queen, would say in a gasping tone of voice, "Scraggle Princess, please, my dear, you leave me with no choice. Please, oh please, just wash yourself but once each lovely eve. I'm afraid that if you don't, our servants will all leave."
The Scraggle Princess stands pressed to the wall, her eyes wide, as the Queen fills a bathtub.
Then our Scraggle Princess would scream and cry and bawl. But the one thing that she didn't do was bathe herself at all.
As she screams and tears flow from her eyes, the peacock on the top of the Scraggle Princess's head wears earmuffs.
By this point, you must surely think Scraggle Princess is quite nasty. You are right, I'm sad to say. This next verse is rather ghastly. Scraggle Princess loved to eat her sticky, gummy sweets. But what our princess did not love was to brush her grimy, yellow teeth.
The peacock in her hair stares at a huge bowl of candy as the Scraggle Princess fits 7 suckers in her mouth at once.
Her mother dear, the Queen, would say in a queasy tone of voice, "Scraggle Princess, please, my dear, you leave me with no choice. Please, oh please, just brush your teeth each night before you sleep. I'm afraid that if you don't, your teeth you will not keep."
The Scraggle Princess scowls at the servant who holds a toothbrush loaded with blue toothpaste.
Then our Scraggle Princess would scream and cry and bawl, but the one thing that she didn't do was brush her teeth at all.
The Scraggle Princess feeds the stuffed monkey with a spoonful of cereal and milk and smears it on its mouth.
I'd like to say that this was it and nothing else was wrong, but that would be a naughty lie. And there's more to this sad song. Scraggle Princess loved to wear the same dress week to week, never changing any clothes, even when they reek.
The Scraggle Princess paints the posing servant as short and fat and with a big nose. She holds a baby dragon as it spews fire at the servant. She runs through the halls with her dress in tatters.
Her mother dear, the Queen, would say, in a desperate tone of voice, "Scraggle Princess, please, my dear, you leave me with no choice. Please, oh please, just change your clothes each morning when you wake. I'm afraid that if you don't, your clothes will tear and break."
The Queen holds out a purple dress with holes in it. The Scraggle Princess turns her back on it.
Then our Scraggle Princess would scream and cry and bawl. But the one thing that she didn't do was change her clothes at all.
The Scraggle Princess waters a plant that looks like a snake with big fangs rising from the ground.
And if you think all this is bad, her etiquette was worse. Here's more details than you want, starting with this verse. She'd sit to eat a scrumptious meal with her family and their friends, but she'd burp and make unpleasant noises while chewing to no end.
As she eats, green fumes emerge from her mouth.
Her mother dear, the Queen, would say in a horrified tone of voice, "Scraggle Princess, please, my dear, you leave me with no choice. Please, oh please, just mind your manners when we sit to eat. I'm afraid that if you don't, the table you must leave."
Others at the table stare as the Scraggle Princess bites off a hunk of a whole turkey and snares a steak from the Queen's plate with a fork.
Then our Scraggle Princess would scream and cry and bawl. But the one thing that she didn't do was behave herself at all.
The Scraggle Princess kicks and screams and holds onto the tablecloth as the servant drags her away from the table.
Now, Scraggle Princess had a room in which she spent her days, lurking in the mountainous filth laid out like some strange maze. Her clothes in towering piles lay strewn about the floor, the dirty and the stinky ones mixed with those she never wore. Her father dear, the king, would say, when once he wandered in, "Scraggle Princess, please, my dear, you live in a trash bin. Please, oh please, just clean your room each time you finish play. I'm afraid that if you don't, in this room you cannot stay." Then our Scraggle Princess would scream and cry and bawl, but the one thing that she didn't do was clean her room at all. Now, dear friends, we come, I fear, to the story's saddest part. For despite her dirty habits, she had a caring heart. From Scraggle Princess's lonely tower, where she would spend her day watching all the other kids having fun in merry play.
A dragon flies past the tower as girls below hold hands and dance in a circle. From behind a door with signs on it of "Stay Out" and "Caution," the Scraggle Princess's hand sneaks a cupcake off of a plate the servant holds.
Scraggle Princess to herself did say, in a whispered tone of voice, "Scraggle Princess, I mean me, I guess I have no choice. I want to have a friend or two that would like to play, but every time I get too close, the kids all run away."
The Scraggle Princess stands in the yard enveloped in a green plume. The girls run away.
Then our Scraggle Princess didn't scream or cry or bawl. She did something amazing. She changed her habits all. She brushed her hair each lovely day with a gleaming silver brush. She took a bath 2 times a day with soap, shampoo, and such. She brushed her teeth 3 times a day, and not just once at night. She changed her clothes after every bath, to her mom's delight. Her manners at the table were exemplary to all, and her room she cleaned quite thoroughly, from wall to gleaming wall.
At a little table, the Scraggle Princess holds a cupcake out to the servant. She joins in a circle of laughing girls. She reads to her friends the toys and plants and dragons.
At last, dear friends, we've finally come to my favorite part. Scraggle Princess learned a lesson that we all should take to heart. Good hygiene and etiquette benefits ourselves and others. It's also useful for keeping friends and happy fathers and mothers.
The peacock's bright feathers open in full bloom on the Scraggle Princess's neatly coiffed head.
The end.
This has been Scraggle Princess, created by April and Jackson Jones. Narrated by Kelly Garland. Audio description narrated by T. David Rutherford. And written by Bonnie Barlow. You can purchase the book version at puppydogsandicecream.com. This has been a production of Imagination Video Books at imaginationvideobooks.org.
Please join us again for our next illustrated audiobook with audio description of the pictures, brought to you by imaginationstorybooks.org. I'm Richard Riemann, the Audiobook Wizard.